Larry, did you say? Keith, was his name? Martin. Martin, where are you, Martin? What do you want to tell us about?
I'm in Abingdon.
What do you want to tell us, my friend?
I've two in one, really. Animals and something poured over me.
Well, is an animal that gets pulled over you eventually?
Not quite.
Oh, right. We're taking a poll here this morning, by the way, whether monkeys are put on Earth to make us laugh. What do you feel, Martin?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so Dan certainly thinks so.
Yeah.
I certainly think so. We 8-year-old child off the street certainly thought so, and Alice doesn't think so.
I'm the only one that disagrees, so
well, I don't know what you find serious about monkeys. They're wonderfully fabulous, ludicrous creatures. They're very, very funny. So go on.
All 8-year-olds off the street.
Come around here. It's an 8-year-old off the street. Come in here.
The 8-year-old is drinking umbongo.
Umbongo. They find it in the Congo, so he knows about these kind of
That's
ethnic,
why he
kind
knows
of jungly
stuff.
Animals. Just come here, 8-year-old kid off the street. What's the funniest animal in the world?
Monkey.
A monkey. Thank you very much indeed. Just let's put two votes down. Now, Martin, quick, what do you want to tell us?
I went to the zoo for the day, mm-hmm. had a lovely time,
yeah.
And standing by the lion's cage, and he peed over me.
Uh-huh, okay, yeah.
Utterly drenched me.
Uh-huh. So that's the funniest thing you've ever seen, and it covered you?
Yes.
Okay, I'll buy both of those, but I think amongst any consensus of grown adults, we can come up with better lion stories, with all disrespect, Martin. Dan, the lion story?
Just the weeks you were away on holiday recently, uh-huh. And I sat in here and one or two phone calls dribbled in. But the best one was about a guy who went to a safari park, like uh-huh. you do. Very upset because it was a hot day and the animals were all giving it a tremendous amount of lazing and lounging and not doing anything. And eventually they started to kind of annoy one of these animals, waving at it.
Don't go along with that, Alice. What? Yes. What? If the animals annoy you first, then you can annoy them back. But I'm not like the lion and Albert, so go on.
But you forget sometimes that the lion is not your average kitty cat eating. Home cat.
No, it's a big beast.
Up the back, one noise, crunch. They look back, the entire back spoiler of the car, lion padding away from car, with the rear end of the car in his mouth.
Already it's a better lion story. Alice, yourself.
I don't know if this one's better or not. I just remember the days when I used to have dignity and authority.
On Radio 5 as a newsreader.
As a newsreader. Whenever I'm feeling miserable and down at heel in life these days, I just remember when I was able to go on and say, ladies and gentlemen, there is a lion on the loose. It has been sighted. You've been advised not to go near it.
This wasn't a hoax.
In London. And then half an hour later, I was able to go on and say, it's just a harmless tomcat.
And that's a vet has verified it's a harmless tomcat. I love the way your voice raised as we came from the funny part. That's